Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, hit up on the website. There's so much to see there. There's so much to respond to. Well, I was going to say there's so much to have fun with, but I don't know about that. Depends on what you consider fun. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. If you want to get involved, you want to get engaged, go to the website. You know what? It tells you how to sign up for text messaging, sign up for the email blasts. There's a lot happening there, a lot you can get involved with. All right? And a lot of ways to connect with the show, including Apple and an Apple and a Google app. Right? What do you call it? A Google Store or something like that. But, you know, it's a way for you to get the show when you're not near a station that carries it. And by the way, you know, we've lost a couple of stations. And I know some of you have heard, you kind of heard about what George Soros is doing. And others, frankly, not just him. He's not the only one that's against the conservative talk. And they're buying stations around the country, and they're flipping them to, you know, country music or nothing against country music, so please don't send me anything. But it's a way for them to get the conservative talk, because I've told you guys for years, this is probably one of the safest places to be, is in what they refer to as terrestrial radio. Can't block the airwaves. Right? Now, they'll probably try to find a way, but you can't block the airwaves. So, You got to be careful. You got to watch it. You got to support the shows. Make sure the stations are doing well in your area. It's the only way they can maintain. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. This, you know, getting the information now that Bill Gates, I mean, he made billions of dollars selling his biotech shares. And before that, if you recall, he was over the place talking about, you know, you got to get your shot, you got to this, you got to that, you got to make sure you get your boosters. Why would you hurt other people at society? Remember all of that? Now he comes out and he says, hey, now this is what he was talking in Australia. He actually admitted there are problems with the current COVID vaccines. Now, he was talking at the Lowry Institute. Now, the talk was about preparing for global challenges in a conversation with Bill Gates. He went on to say, we also need to fix three problems with COVID-19 vaccines. The current vaccines are not infection blocking. They're not broad enough. So when new variants come up, you now lose your protection. The vaccines have a very short duration, particularly at older people. Well, you're telling me they just found this out? Really? Are you really telling me that? This is why people like me do lose trust for the government. Such statements came as a surprise and to some of the light of you know, with Gates, long-standing support. He was all over this stuff, but who knew, you could have assumed, they had so much money involved in these companies. Why would you put them down when you had your money there? They made a billion, what was it? Was it Pfizer? One of you guys will probably correct me. But it was Pfizer, one of those, that actually, what did they make, $82 billion last year? Are you serious? It, again, just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Speaking of January 25th on the Hill TV Rising, this co-host, one of the co-hosts of the show, Brianna Joy Gray, they are talking about his statements. One of them agreed at face value with Gates' criticism of the current mRNA vaccine, saying, look, he really nailed it. Right? We're finding out that their short duration on their protection, not a significant discernment impact on transmission cases, and not a massive benefit for a lot of otherwise healthy and younger people. Well, why is it that the uneducated... I'm sorry, I'm not making fun of you guys in the chat room or anywhere else. Why is it that us uneducated, we're able to find that out, we're able to figure that out on our own? We didn't need the Bill Gateses of the world or the people that work with Billy Bob to tell us what was going on or how it was going on. We don't need them. Why? Are we really that much smarter than they are without that piece of paper from the college? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Bill Gates was a major proponent, remember, of these mRNA technologies. He was a big investor in BioNTech. They're the ones that actually developed the mRNA vaccine. Anyway, it's amazing to me, again, that us ignorant people are the ones that we know. $5 million in BioNTech back in 2019. Do you know what he sold those for here recently? $550 million. Let that sink in. Joe Messina, your host. Got a lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots of crazy little stories to go through, and I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. The guys, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being engaged. I need you engaged. Right? All right. Like I said, there's so much great stuff here. We're talking about how Bill Gates sold his $51 million investment in Big Pharma He made it in 2019. Interesting he chose that time to make it. And he specifically made it with the company who came up with the mRNA. He invested $51 million. He just sold out at $550 million. Just sold it out. Right? And he sold it $550 million. And then he says, it doesn't work. I made a boatload of money off of you Maronis. It doesn't work. There's no way in the world that these educated, smarter than us people, as they keep telling us, there's no way that they didn't know about this back then. And if they didn't, shame on them for administering it without knowing. Right? But they should be. We should be all over this. We should be all over this. I don't care what side of the aisle you guys are on. I don't care where your representative is from, Democrat or Republican. If they went along with this, if they didn't do any checking, if they didn't say anything, yeah, you need to take them to task. There's no reason for this. Absolutely none. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. God, love these people. Oh, here's a good one. So, some of the street gangs, you know, we're passing laws in these major cities. Can't have a gun. Can't get a concealed carry weapon gun. They want the guns out. They want to make sure, you know, they want to try to keep you safe by outlawing people from owning guns legally. And they'll keep telling you, yes, it works, yes, it works, yes, it will save, yes, it works. Well, let me tell you what. Philadelphia teen street gangs have burglarized multiple Pennsylvania gun stores. They've stolen over 100 guns. You know, because apparently nobody told them that when it came to reparations, it didn't include guns, and you couldn't break into gun stores. And if they were going to break into the gun stores and steal the guns, then maybe they would think about leaving behind their background check paperwork. Right? How stupid this is. Two adults and 11 teenage members of the known Philadelphia street gang. They've been arrested after nearly 100 firearms were stolen from gun stores around the city. They call themselves the 54th Street Gang. They committed 3 burglaries and 1 attempted burglary. They were up to 93 guns. Now, they've only recovered 33. You know what that means. Those stolen firearms. Come on, you know this. I mean, I don't even have to tell you this. Those stolen firearms now are out on the streets. I don't know how they did that, because we both know, we all know, that stolen guns, I mean, that's illegal to steal a gun. Do these people not know that? I have to ask. Officials identified the two adults as 40-year-old Angel Mason and 18-year-old Liv Hall. There was also a 16-year-old that they won't put the name out with. And they were released on bail. They stole 100 guns. They released on bail. You think they'll be back? Now, they know about this gang. The cops have known about this gang for a long time. Right? They're into carjackings, robberies, burglaries, gun violence. They'd go after these stores after 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, because the cops are too busy hunting down the drunks in the street, right? So I love how these people think passing tougher gun laws. It's not even, mark my words, it's not really that they want tougher gun laws. It's not really that they want to truly make it so that you can't own a gun. They want the gun manufacturers shut down. Period. Right? They want to shut down. They don't want you to have any chance of getting a gun in this. You know, look at Look at Chicago. That failed Democrat mayor there. She is blaming gun violence on the states around her. Because if the states around her would take the same stance that she would take, there would be no gun violence because you couldn't buy guns in other states and bring them in. Well, you could buy guns in any state and bring them in, couldn't you? What makes her think that just because they don't sell them next door, it's not going to happen? And I don't agree. Kimberly and I kind of disagree on the Kimberly Marin, if you listen on Mondays, on the amount of guns that are owned in this country. I say there's well over 400 million guns in this country. And maybe 300 plus are registered. I don't think they're all registered. I think you're living in fantasy land if you think they're registered. Okay? Now, if you think about that, based on what the left always says, we should be having massive shootouts at schools and other places pretty much every day of the week, maybe even a couple times a day. Right? 365 days in a year. There's 400 million guns in this country. That means, what? A million of them every day should be out shooting up something. Based on what they say, not what I'm saying. Ridiculous. Just totally asinine. Got to stop letting them get away with it. All right. I like this one. This will work. AOC is now blaming Donald Trump and his tax cuts for the deficit. Which, when she was asked if the Democrats are spending too much money, she's like, no, this is all because of Donald Trump. Isn't that great? She's got an economist. She what does she have? She has a degree in economics. Be back in a few minutes. I know. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Two Shelby County deputies are being relieved of their duty pending an investigation into the death of Tyree Nichols. The video was released on Friday showing the violent arrest by Memphis police, and it has sparked outrage nationwide. Three people were arrested in New York City. Hundreds of people across the country were protesting as well. In the video, Nichols, after being beaten,
shut the f*** up! Damn, I didn't do anything!
He is seen propped up against a car and keeps collapsing without any medical attention. Medics eventually arrive but are slow to respond. Notebooks President Biden wrote in during his time as vice president are among the items seized by the FBI during a search of his Delaware home last week. A source familiar with the investigation told NBC News that writings in the notebooks were related to such things as diplomatic engagements with potential references to classified info. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God! They're like flying television!
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. We are back. Joe Messina's host. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't want you to be part of the problem. That only comes by getting informed. Best way to make it happen. We were talking about AOC blaming Trump. Right? For the woes. They do this all the time. The party, I always say this, the party of non-responsibility, if you think about it. Right? Nothing is their fault. When Barack Obama took office, for almost the first 4 years, what was his mantra? Anybody remember? Yeah, it was Bush's fault. It was Bush-era issue. It was the previous administration's issue. And as we went further and further and further into the tank, as we had more trouble, it was all Bush's problem. And then when a couple of things went right, a couple of things went positive, it was because of his policies all of a sudden. I love it. Hilarious. And it continues on. When Trump took office, he didn't say, oh, this is because of this idiot, that. He just went in and he started cleaning the house. He started doing what he was supposed to do. Did he get it all done? No. Did he make some major mistakes? Yes. Sad part is I don't think he'd ever admit to them. But I think he knows it. Right? I was telling Sonia that I think when he gets in again in 2024, I think this time he won't be fooled by them. I think this time he's going to go after the deep state hard and fast. Because you already see what's happening now. The Congress, the Republican Congress, can't get any information from the White House or the DOJ. They're stalling them at every front. But what I'm saying, what the problem is here is the Republicans need to do what the Democrats would have done. Start throwing people in jail. Start issuing subpoenas. If they don't come through with the subpoenas, have them arrested. Have them thrown in jail. Stop this being not. God, you guys make me nuts. You want to play nice. Why? They don't. You need to play like they do. It's really that simple. It ain't that hard. But I don't know, you want to be seen as gentlemen or something? I got to tell you guys, I don't get it. I don't understand it now. I didn't understand it then. I'm not going to. To me, it makes absolutely no sense. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Yep, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and take notes. That helps, too. So when you give people information, when you tell them what and how to do, they'll know. They'll know how to make it happen. Right now, can we talk here? They don't know how to make it happen. Most people don't. You know, Sonia always nails me on that. She's so right. People really don't have a clue on how to make this stuff happen. They really don't. So instead of me browbeating them, instead of me constantly trying to get them to do it my way, if you would, right? We need to learn how to play. And when I say there, I'm even talking about our people who don't really know how to make this stuff happen. Okay? We need to do more to help them. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be more than part of the solution. Be the solution. How's that? Maybe that's my new mantra. Be the solution. All right, anyway, AOC says that all these tax cuts that the Republicans put in place are the ones that caused it. This is when a reporter asked her if the Democrats have spent too much money. They never. You ever notice something? They never spend too much money. I mean, never. I find it hilarious. Here, take a listen. It's a shorty, I think. Yeah. And you know, it never works the first time, right? You guys got that down? Especially on this show. You got to hit the button 5 times before it actually happens. Anyway, so she was talking about, yeah, I got to wait for it to rewind. Think of that old tape. And she's got a degree, you know, an economics degree. You can't, you know, Reagan said it so true. You can't spend your way out of a recession. She seems to think so. Take a listen.
On the debt limit, Democrats have been in charge for the past 2 years. Do you think Democrats have spent too much money?
I think the largest contributor to the debt ceiling or short deficit has been the Trump tax cuts. But I got to go. Sorry.
Sorry, we're done here.
Sorry, we're done.
I love her people. She's got a bunch of people around her ushering her along. Right? And they're spending like crazy. They're spending money hand over fist. They want no limits. That's part of the fight with the debt ceiling. They want no limits. And yet, I love this, by the way. And yet, it's Donald Trump's fault. The money isn't coming in the way it's supposed to. Donald Trump's fault. I'm sorry, you're over 2 years in charge. How can it still be Donald Trump's fault? Biden's on pace for a $1 trillion budget deficit this year. He claims he lowered the deficit. Holy Jesus, I hope that's not true. No, really, think about it. Not that I don't want the deficit lower. But he's trying to convince you that he lowered it from the days of Trump. No, he's made it massive. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC as I lovingly refer to her, she was asked if Democrats spent too much money in the 2 years they held full control of Congress. So I'm saying, I think the largest contributor to the debt ceiling to our deficit has been the Trump tax cuts. Does she know why or how much? Would have been great if she could have spun around and said, you know, I've looked into it. I believe it to be the Trump tax cuts because this is how much money has been taken out of the system through the cuts. Although nothing's come out, but whatever. The growing national debt, it stands at $31.4 trillion. The federal government's annual budget is currently operating at $6.3 trillion. And that's $2 trillion more than it spent before the coronavirus pandemic. Trillion. I mean, you can't even imagine. When I was a kid, hundreds of millions. Yeah, I know. All right. We use, yeah. We only traded in gold and silver back then, I don't have to tell you. When Trump cut taxes in 2017, Congressional Budget Office, They projected tax revenues for the next decade would drop by $1.1 trillion. However, the CBO estimates released last year show that the government revenues for 18 through 27 are actually expected to be $570 billion higher. That's even after adjusting for inflation. Who was president in 18? Can anybody remember? Yeah. Little orange man. Orange hair man. Whatever they're calling him. I don't really care. Treasury Department began a series of emergency measures, right? They're going to enable the government to pay its bills. Well, listen. They hit the debt limit on January 19th. Right? They said they need more money. Check this out. They said they need money. Nobody's catching this. They need more money. They need to increase the debt limit ceiling so they can borrow more money to pay Social Security and Medicare. But Social Security. I'm sorry. Don't we put money into Social Security? Isn't Social Security supposed to be protected without having to borrow money to protect our Social Security? It's supposed to be in a different bucket and a different fund? I'm trying to understand. So that money, at any given point in time, we don't have to worry about it. Well, apparently we do. Republicans want to negotiate spending cuts before they agree to debt limit increase. The White House is saying, hey, we want you to raise it without condition. Give in. Give us what we want. Now, GOP fiscal hawks in the Senate held a press conference on Wednesday saying that Biden needs to negotiate. I'm glad they did that. You see, we've never done this before. I've always said the same thing. What you need to do is you need to do that goofy whiteboard thing I keep talking about. So that when you come in negotiations and they say certain things and they try to say that it's not true, what we're spewing is not true and all of that, you need to be able to turn around and go, no, I'm sorry, they're wrong. Let me put it up on the board so you can actually see what we're talking about. Joe Mancini, your host, Doug Ofar. A lot more coming up in a few minutes. We're going to hit this a little bit more after the break.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Mazzia, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. It was great to hear that our expert, economic expert there for the Democrats, AOC, is telling everybody that these are our deficits due to Donald Trump's tax cuts. But in reality, it didn't hurt us at all. Actually, did better for us. Right? Really that simple. And I'm, you know, I don't know much about him, but I'm going to learn a lot about him soon. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Right? I mean, I want to know where he's coming from. What do you got going on? I've not heard good things. I want to see the real stuff, though. At press conference Thursday, Hakeem said he blamed Trump presidency for roughly a quarter of the current debt. Who gets the blame for the rest of it? He said, extreme Republicans, they want to lecture the country on fiscal responsibility when 25% of the nation's debt was incurred during the 4 years of the Trump presidency. Yeah, how much was incurred during Obama's presidency? Didn't he double or even triple the debt? Shh, don't say that. He added that the Democrats have cut the deficit by $1.7 trillion in the last 2 years, but those cuts mostly represent the end of emergency spending in COVID. Right? They can't tell the truth. Because it wouldn't look good for them, really. That's really what it boils down to. You know that. Federal government added $83 billion to the national debt in the first month of the fiscal year of 2023. $83 billion. Right? That's $2.7 billion in new debt per day. $2.7 billion. Hello, anybody home? I told you that under Obama, when we shut down the government? Was it Obama? I think it was, yeah. They were still spending $4 billion a day. How do you do that when somebody says you got no money? Right? I mean, you heard that. We got no money. Okay. If you got no money, how you spend it for? I tell you what. When my bank account says zero, I got no money. The checks, they won't go through. The credit card doesn't work. Or the bank card doesn't work. God. Anyway, Biden is projected to add another $1 billion, another trillion to debt the next year. Or in the coming year, I should say. So how can you lower the debt, or deficit, or whatever, while raising it? While obviously raising it. Anybody else find that kind of ridiculous? No, seriously. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I got to save this story for Tuesday when Brad Dacus is with me. But Colorado court ruled against that Masterpiece Cake shop owner again. They won't leave him alone. They keep coming after him. And what they're doing to him is even nastier than nasty. Seriously. And I say that for a lot of reasons. Because he already won his court case. When he wouldn't make the cake for the gay couple. Now you've got a transgender person coming and wants a cake to celebrate their transition. He said, no, because it gets my religious beliefs. Okay? See, these people who don't believe in God, who actually hate God for all intents and purposes, those people, they don't get it. They really don't get that. Nobody that a true believer in Christ won't sacrifice, won't compromise, if you would, their belief. Why should they? I mean, you guys make absolutely no compromises for people with religious beliefs. Not a one. You'll try to tell us you do, but we know you don't. But the biggest part of that, they don't believe it. They think you're a joke. They actually make fun of you. In front of you, too. And you just, maybe you are too stupid to see it. I don't know. But you religious folks, you keep voting for Democrats who keep making fun of you, who don't care about you, who actually think it's your religion or your religious belief, your relationship with Christ is like a football game. Come on, you've all heard it. You've all seen it. You know I'm right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And to show you that they really don't care. They really have no love for this country. They could care less. And we can easily prove this. So recently at the Senate hearings, where Joe Biden and team, and this is proof positive that they don't have a clue either, come on, have nominated a bunch of officials, possible judges. The judges, have been shown, to know nothing about the Constitution. How does one swear to uphold the Constitution and have no idea what's in it? Did somebody light the old crazy white guy? It's about a minute long, but it's worth the listen. Take a listen.
Senator Kennedy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and congratulations to all of you. judge on the far end. Tell me what Article 5 of the Constitution does.
Now, understand, these are Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearings. You know what these people are going to ask. You have a clue. Now, I wouldn't study the regular stuff. I should know what the Constitution says. I should have an idea of what the law says, right? Take a listen.
Article 5 is not coming to mind at the moment.
Okay. How about
is there an Article 5? Hello? And she's smiling like, yeah, I didn't get it.
Article 2.
Neither is Article 2.
So she has no idea what Article 2 is. She has no idea what Article 5 is. She has no, I mean, if I was him, I would just keep going on the numbers. I would just keep hitting them all.
Okay. Do you know what purposivism is?
In my 12 years as an assistant attorney general and my 9 years serving as a judge.
Now listen to this. Listen. Think about that. She's trying to let you know, well, I don't know what those things are, but I've been on the bench 20 years. I've been in the law for 20 years. Okay? She's obviously learned nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I was not faced with that precise question. We are the highest...
You wouldn't be faced with that question. It's a process slash procedure that you would have to use.
Trial court in Washington State, so I'm frequently faced with...
Highest trial... So I don't know what that... What does that mean? What does that do for you?
Issues that I'm not familiar with, and I thoroughly review the law, our research... and apply the law to the facts presented to me.
Well, you're going to be faced with it as a if you're confirmed. I can assure you of that.
Doesn't care.
Look,
he is sitting there thinking to himself, I don't even know where to go with this. She's not going to be able to answer any questions. Not a one. This is who they put up. This is what they believe to be the people that we need at the top. This is what Joe Biden and team think. Actually, they don't want anybody who knows the law. They want you to work off your feelings. They want you to work off of what you perceive or believe to be the right thing to do. That's where they want you to be at. Right? It's just amazing. Now, I'm dying to play this, and I may do this next week. This is one teacher. She constantly refers to herself as a queer teacher. Okay? She cries on video every day. She is so mad that she is being misgendered, that she doesn't feel like she's being respected. Right? She's upset that her school only has two options, male and female, on a survey. Well, I hate to tell you something, lady. And you are a lady, I can see that. Unless you're wearing falsies, I don't know. But I got news for you. From a biological standpoint, and I think she's even a biology, let me see. Is she a biology teacher? She might be a biology teacher. There is only male and female. Period. And you can be whatever you want to be. You can feel or be called whatever you want to be, but you can't get the rest of us to buy into it, or agree to it, or agree it actually exists. And that's what they want. You know, remember, I told you a long time ago, we are past that tolerance thing, okay? And now we're totally into acceptance. You have to accept or else. Don't see your host. Seriously. God bless people. Be safe. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me on Monday so we can have another week of a good time.